And the youngest brother married. He only had one little boy. And he's the only nephew I have. And he is a doctor in San Antonio. That's my family. And this one that nephew that I had of this sister, I told you, died at that baby's birth. He lived to be about 74, but he never married. And then this nephew, though, that's a doctor in San Antonio, he's married, and but he doesn't have any children. I only have of my close family at all is this one nephew in San Antonio. That's us. And the old home, though, was burglarized. I'm glad I saved that weather vane from there. And you saw some other things. You saw my washboard. And I've got several other things.
I love that washboard. I've never seen anything like that.
You think it's due to go to the museum?
I think so.
You don't think I'd be foolish to put it there?
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
And my father and mother, we always had whatever was going, but we never went the expensive route. Now, see, like that weather vane. Now, that's weather vane. And we children all, I told you that, learned to tell direction by it or from it. But, you know, they had them where they had horses on them and so on. Well, my mother and father got the weather vane, but they went the more simple route. And I'll tell you why. I told you the other day about my father giving up his medical schooling because he wanted to teach school. He knew his success with that and put his money in that land out there while it was cheap. And so that is like the weather vane. And then the table. There was a man and lady in here the other day that they asked me if that table ever had any marble-like feet to it. You've seen tables where they have the ball, I forget now, and then the claws,
yes,
over it, kind of like a line.
Yes, ma'am.
I says, no. I says, we never did. That table, I just can remember when it was bought for that Bible to go on it. Underneath that top book there is a Bible.
Yes, ma'am.
My family Bible. And I says, no, we always had, now like that. When Mother Baugh and Daddy bought that Bible, it needed a place. We had an old-fashioned bookcase, but there wasn't a place for the Bible on it. And that table was bought for that Bible. But you see, they didn't get that bigger table. And they didn't get that table that had the claw feet. I know why. Because they saved that money to put in land. They didn't go the expensive route. We got the necessities, or the more simple, and then put the difference in land. That's the way I was reared. But now our house was always painted. I never knew it not to be painted. My dad believed in taking care. We was taught that. To save, take care of what you get. Don't just throw it away. And have what you need, but take care of it. And, what was I going to tell you along that line?
Well, while you're thinking of that, I'd be interested in hearing about the house you said you lived in.